Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
You're listening to the Undress and Run podcast, brought to you by Macy.
What's up, friend?
What's going on, Claudia? I'm L'Oreal.
I'm Claudia Jordan, America's most hated.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, most loved.
I think you're making yourself that hated.
No, I no. I just say it before they can say it. Then they go, we don't hate you. And then I go, oh, thank you.
No, they say we don't hate you, and then you'll say something, and they'd be like, never mind. We do.
People don't like the truth. They can't handle the truth.
Do they like to get undressed? Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about all the things that's going on this week, and one of the topics that we are coming across is, do you stop interacting with a person if it makes your partner uncomfortable? You better. No. If you're with me.
No, I gotta stop interacting with a friend of mine because my partner, who's probably temporary, 99% of the time they're gonna be gone. No.
Well, see, it depends on what kind of person we're talking about here. If it's my friend, we'll dive more into exactly what we mean.
Okay.
Also, something else that's been taking over, AI. It's a little scary at this point. I don't even get the human obsession with artificial intelligence, but the modeling world. So AI models are taking jobs from models of color.
A white man created that technology.
Of course,
they created a black model. And so she's getting booked, but not an actual real black model. So a computer generated model. So wrong. I cannot stand AI. And we'll get deeper into that. I can't stand it. I'm
pretty sure Rihanna, Drake, and Kanye are all feeling the same way because they've been taking their voices and making songs out of them and putting them on other people's songs. And the labels are not happy about it. Now you got the models upset. AI.
No.
I don't know. Well, when in the porn industry, they like it.
I think it'd be good at porn. I think so. Yeah.
Okay, we're also going to be joined by Miss Lawrence, and we're going to be talking about some trending topics.
Okay.
And then it also goes down in my DM.
Has it calmed down for you, L'Oreal? Is it still hostile?
No, it's calmed down a little bit. You know, I still get a few people that are clearly terminally ill in their mind, and they don't know how to get over things that have nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have some pretty interesting ones, and there's different ones now. People are asking for more help and things like, maybe because last episode I put out there that if you need like some type of advice or something, you can also slide in there. So we'll talk about some crazy stories
though. Oh, y'all asking L'Oreal for life advice? Okay.
They're asking you too, Claudia. They really care.
Big mistake. I'm letting you know right now. I'm going to give you advice. I don't know if it's going to be good, though. I'm going to give you advice, though.
I will say this. You're glowing. I think we both got a little tan, but you got the tanner of the tan. I'm jealous.
I definitely got brown.
Yeah, you're giving Emmy.
I'm chocolate now.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not teen light
skin.
And I'm not,
skin,
yes.
Girl.
I'm actually dark skin now, so please.
Okay, don't say all that.
I identify as dark
now,
skin.
See,
yes.
This is why they get mad.
I love it. I love my skin.
Okay, well, let's talk about Macy's, because they always hold us down. Own your beauty, own your style with Macy's. They have a friends and family sale that's going down Friday, and y'all are not only our friends, but we consider y'all family here on the Undress and Run podcast. So we're going to put y'all on April 21st. Until April 30th, that's Sunday, April 30th, you could get an extra 30% off designers that rarely ever go on sale.
Okay. Yes.
So this is the good sale right here. You know, we've told y'all about other ones. You could get DKNY, Calvin Klein, 15% off beauty favorites like MAC, which that's very rare, Marc Jacobs, Urban Decay, which is one of our favorites, and more. Check out Macy's.com and save with promo code FRIEND, because y'all are friend. Again, that's Macy's.com, promo code FRIEND. There's some exclusions that apply, but you can see Macy's.com for details. Now, Claudia, let's get into the show.
Let's do it. Let's get in some trouble.
Okay. did you get in trouble for Aruba because you celebrated your 50th birthday? It looked like y'all got wild out there. I seen y'all on the boat twerking.
I can't twerk, but I had
you
fun.
Was twerking, Claudia. I saw it.
Well, maybe a little bit. I had a good time now. It was a really good trip, and we had such a good time. So much so that there's a group chat we have for all the girls that went, and everyone's just like, in love with each other now.
Yeah.
It was, you know, when you put the right group of people together and the vibe was just perfect. It was a rare trip like that.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
I heard you hump the flamingo.
I didn't hump it. I just tried to pet it.
And it ran or did it let you?
No, it let me. It kind of backed up on me, actually.
Okay.
It leaned in.
I know, that's right. Well,
you're going to have the flamingo loving community against me now, like the animals, PETA.
No, I
did not touch the flamingo inappropriately.
I didn't know you like birds.
I'm around birds.
Well, I did see some of the guys. Maybe I would consider. No, okay, anyway.
You got to come next time, for real.
Okay, I definitely will. I know Aruba's your spot.
Yes.
So, do you stop interacting with a person if it makes your partner uncomfortable? So, our partners is not going to like that all our friends. They're not going to like all our associates. Sometimes they might have a little issue. I'm that person that'll be like, I don't like your friend. Like, I'm very vocal about those guys. You know I do that.
Shocking.
I do that with you. Yeah, it doesn't have to be my partner.
You do, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm usually right. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it's looking like you're right about the one person, actually.
Okay, I always tell y'all. Mm. But what happens when your partner gets so uncomfortable that they no longer want to even associate with the person completely? Now, there was a reel on Instagram, and I want y'all to hear this.
If you're in a relationship and at any point your partner tells you that it makes them uncomfortable that you're engaging with another person, stop liking, stop commenting, stop following them, completely stop all of the engaging you're doing with that person. Don't argue with them. Don't try to justify your actions. Don't try to negotiate with them. Just stop. Prioritize your partner. It's that simple. It's not complicated.
Now, should you stop all types of engagement with a person like that?
No.
Really?
And this is why. There's a lot of narcissists out there in this world.
True.
And they're very controlling. And they don't always present as a narcissist at first. They seem like they're out for your best interest. So you mean to tell me that my judgment is worse than your judgment? So if I like this person, clearly there's something about them that I like and I found some common ground with. And you may be a temporary situation. Most mates are, okay? 60% divorce rate. How many? Like, most relationships do end, right? So where does it end? You don't like this friend, then you tell me another friend, then another friend. I think it's a slippery slope. I think it's a case-by-case basis, and you take their feelings into consideration. If my man didn't like a friend of mine, I would keep them away from each other, but you can't tell me that I can't rock with this person, that I feel like I trust my intuition and my gut about something. I'll listen to you, though. I'll consider your feelings, and if you can give me a valid reason why, but it can't just be just because. Because I've been in a situation before where the man was so manipulative, and he wanted me to not rock with this girl. Come to find out, the girl knew what dirt he was doing. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like he really...
Well, would that make her trifling? And he was actually right in trying to tell you to get away from her, too.
No, he was messing around.
But she knew.
She knew, and she let me know. So he didn't want me around.
Oh.
He didn't want me around someone that knew his dirt.
Well, so relationships end, but so do friendships sometimes. And sometimes people you think are your friends are not. And there's often times where we are bad judge of characters. And I do know some people who majority of the people that are around them are crappy friends. And you look at them like, damn, man, I got to tell them about this person too. And you do start to look like the hater. But real is real. I'm the type of person that can't sit back and just watch things. I always, we know, got to give my opinion. And sometimes it may be annoying to that person. But I will say this, when it comes to judge of characters, especially from the outside looking in, when I look at things, I'm very good at that. And that's why I kind of really stay. If you think about it, even though I have friends, you think about me, I more so stay to myself because I see so much things that I can't rock with.
I hear you.
And some people are just okay. They'll be like, well, okay, that's not that bad. I'll take the devil that I know. Or that flaw isn't, that's a small flaw. And I'm not judging anybody, but like, I just know how I've done grimy stuff to people in my life that's been friends. And you know what I mean? So even me seeing that, I just protect my space and myself. So when I see somebody coming over and it's affecting maybe me, I got to speak on it.
I'm just
partner or not.
I'm just not a fan of a man coming into your life and picking and choosing who he thinks you should interact with, especially if these people mean something to you. I'm a much better judge of character in my friends. See, I have had good luck with friends. Most of my friendships are 10, 20, 25 years.
But have you ignored certain things that's happened? Maybe forgiven here and there?
I've had one friend that we had, I won't even call it an argument. We just had a disagreement and we took a little space and got back on track. I don't have toxic friendships. I've had toxic relationships.
I've had toxic friendships.
So I'm maybe a bad picker in relationships, but not so much in my friends.
So maybe I'm the reverse of you.
You're the reverse.
Yeah.
So that's why I trust my instincts with my friends, because I've never had a relationship for 25 years with a man. I've had friendships for 25 years with a woman, mm-hmm. with my friends. The longest I've had with a guy was 4 years. So obviously I've had better luck in the friend department. So that's why I value them more than a guy that may be around for 8 months, a year, 2 years. I don't know.
I don't think him telling you that he feels uncomfortable around this person is him picking and choosing your friends. Maybe there is a reason for this particular person.
You know? I need the why.
Yeah, and that would have to be something that you would express to your partner. There's no way that you can just express, get away from that person, but without no regards. I am with him. And the reason why, if my man, my partner, who I really trust, because I'm sharing with him my body, I'm sharing with him my life, this is something just deeper than my friend. And not to say that you have a stronger bond with your man than your friend. Maybe you do have a strong bond with your friend, but this is somebody I'm sleeping in the bed with. It's just so different. And if he's telling me he's uncomfortable, you're using those words to me, I never want my person to feel uncomfortable, because I would never want to feel uncomfortable around my person, and especially not because of outside people. So if you're uncomfortable with old girl, you're not going to see old girl no more.
Yeah,
maybe I hang out with her in Aruba and you know, whatever. I'm not going to hide it from you, but she's not coming around.
I would definitely keep them apart, but I just want to caution women. I think we give men so much importance in our life because we are sleeping with them. We are sharing our bodies with them. But your girlfriends are probably the most stable thing you have in your life.
Yeah, and maybe he sees something I don't, because we're a partnership, right? So you're supposed to be looking out for me. Yeah, I think about a particular person when I'm even saying this. And it's not even that I feel like my dude should get away from the person. So when I look at it, I look at it like this person doesn't add to your life. If anything, anytime I hear this person's name near yours or this person, it's always something negative. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I want to tell him, get away from this person. But if he got away from that person, I'd be excited. I'd be overjoyed. I'd probably throw a parade. You get what I'm trying to say? But I will guide him to know that I think that that's not a good friend for him. And I will say that I don't want to be around the person. So when you hang out with him, don't bring him around me.
Right.
And that just is what it is. You could call me controlling. But one thing I'm not going to do, because that's not controlling. One thing I'm not going to do is be uncomfortable or be in a space where I feel like this person trying to play my man. Because if I'm really sticking up like that, it's because I feel like he doing something to you. And 9 times out of 10, that's going to bother me more than anything he do.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I just need to have a reason. It can't just be, oh, it's just a gut feeling.
Nobody's going to do that. Nobody will listen to anybody just, uncomfortable.
Some people, I've seen some girls very dramatized where anything that man says, they go with, and then later on they go, I was so stupid.
That's toxic.
And it's like, but that exists. There's a lot of toxic relationships out there.
Okay, but what if somebody that you're dating, their friend makes you uncomfortable?
Right.
Then what? Like, what's your steps?
I can't make him not be friends with someone. I would never want a man to feel like, damn, you trying to eliminate all my boys? I would just remove myself from the situation. Like,
all your boys is whack. Like, sometimes you got to be real. And maybe it's not all of them, and it starts to look like that because it may be three.
Yeah.
But you're like, man, you got other friends. Like, those, sometimes we see...
But haven't you ever been unfairly judged from someone that doesn't really know you? Because I get that a lot. Like, for some reason, a lot of my girlfriends, their men think, oh, you're going to go to Aruba with Claudia. She's going to have you around a bunch of dudes. And then you get there and you're like, oh my. Michael Blackson came on the trip with us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw that.
He was the only straight guy that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what he thought about a girls trip before he came, but he said it was very eye-opening. And he said he's going to put it in his stand-up comedy. Like, what they think a girls trip is versus what it really is two different things.
Oh my God.
But it is. Like, they think.
My boy Wax says that we lick each other's vagina the whole time.
I said, you think we all effing and essing and sucking?
Yeah.
And I go, and look at us. We're standing around taking pictures of each other by flamingos. Do I look fat? Can you order me a pina colada? Can you share this salad with me? That was the girl's trip. Can I get a massage?
Mm-hmm.
It was nothing like that. And he was like, wow. Like, now he's okay with it. I've been that friend where the friend would say, I want you around Claudia because she's going to probably have you.
I've been the person that's defended the person and then looked stupid at the end. Like, I've been like, no, this is my girl, da 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 da. And then sure enough, like they said, because it would be like the dude that I was talking to at the time and one of my friends, they was like, yo, what are you doing? Like, this ain't, like, that girl ain't it. And I'm defending her like, no, people got her confused.
So maybe you have better judgment when it comes to the man you date.
I have better judgment
when it comes to my girlfriend.
So you pick my friends and I'll pick your man. You know I want to pick your man anyway.
Well, I'm on the market. I'm single.
Well, the reason why you don't have one is because I haven't picked a good one yet.
Oh, well, we'll see your picker.
Yeah, when I find him, you'll get him. Like, don't worry. Trust me. And I'm not the only person that I have. Like, I'm looking, but I also have somebody that I really trust looking.
Oh, really?
To. Yeah, my guy.
Okay, well, we'll see now.
I told him. And you know you met him or whatever, mm-hmm. So he's cool. Sweet. Exactly. So
look how you're lighting up. Look at you. Kind of soft.
He's amazing. Let me stop talking good about him before y'all savages.
Never.
Not you. I'm talking about
the birds.
Okay, so you wouldn't tell your partner not to interact with somebody you don't like.
I would say how I feel. I would definitely let them know how I feel, but I wouldn't demand it. You know what I mean? I think it's just a way you handle it. I don't believe...
What if he tells the guy?
It's probably going to happen.
And then, like, he makes it worse.
Anything I say, I'm going to stand on it. So if I tell him during pillow talk, hey, I don't rock with your friend, and he tells him, I'm okay with that.
See, I'm crazy. You know me. I get around the dude and be like, yeah, I tell him I don't like you.
Right.
Yeah, I've done that. Well, I've literally did that, like, a couple days ago.
Yeah, well, I'm older than you, and I have some more battle wounds on me. I've had interactions with men where they've gotten violent.
Yeah, I have, but, like, I'm still like, no, you're not going to do any. Like, it's so crazy. I do think I need to stop antagonizing.
Yeah, you should.
Because, like, I'll be like, bring him so that I can make him uncomfortable.
No, they crazy nowadays, L'Oreal.
No, everybody's going to be uncomfortable if I'm going to be uncomfortable. You might as well cut him off.
I want peace the older I get. I want less conflict.
I do, too. And the peace is going to come from this bum not being around me.
Oh, my God. What's next?
Let's move on.
Get us all beat up.
Let's get him some AI friends.
I'm not feeling the AI trend right now. When I started seeing that they are unleashing 400-pound police dogs, robotic dogs, that can go so badly. Imagine.
What is the dog doing?
It, like, hunts people down. It has weapons on it. Can shoot, like, that thing is guns and stuff. Like, there's all kind of weird stuff with this AI stuff. And it's going to take away 5 million jobs. At least 5 million jobs. Think about it. You go to McDonald's now, and if you place an order, you're like pressing the buttons yourself. Like, that used to be a place where you're out of high school, you're in high school, you make a little bit of money on the side. What's going to happen to all these people that had these services?
I'm sorry. I'm okay with that because during the pandemic, I couldn't get a burger. McDonald's was closed at 4 p.m. There was no workers. I remember I pulled up to Burger King one day. It was 1 p.m. They told me they were still on breakfast menu and it was only two of them and I could leave or else.
So they didn't have enough employees.
They didn't have enough employees. So if a robot is going to make the Whopper Jr. for me, Impossible Whopper.
Well, remember the movie The Matrix. Here's my thing. I just feel like people are too corrupt. So say the controls fall in the hands of the wrong person, right?
Yeah.
And they can, like, jack the system. There's hackers right now that are messing with our banking system and
that's
oil.
That's true.
And what if the wrong person gets a hold of... It's just too much control in the robots. It's the Matrix coming to life.
Okay, so I'm going to go with you on that things get carried away, and I did see one thing. Actually, I saw Megan. Basically, they built an AI toy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paired to the child, and it's supposed to, you only need one toy your whole entire life, and it's Megan.
Mm.
And Megan will talk to you or whatever, but then Megan started to be like, nah, this is what I want to do.
Oh, see?
So that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you're giving it so much intelligence that now it's overtaking the real humans, and then what?
I can see that happening, though. like, I get frustrated now where I can't get a human anymore on the phone.
I hate that.
It's very frustrating. So that was the beginning of it. And it's just like, we're just going down a rabbit hole where the computers are going to have too much control. And I worry about the corruption. Who's programming these
That's
computers?
That's true. You don't know.
And the bias, like, it's not a human. It can't, like, emote. And it's, to me, it's scary as hell what's happening with AI.
But I don't understand, like, how out of nowhere, because they've been working on this for quite some time. And, like, out of nowhere, it's everywhere. And people at home are sitting there like, yeah, I got almost an HGTV. It's one of those. I forgot how to say it. What's the damn letters?
HGTV?
No. It's the AI thing. Damn it. I can't think of the name of it.
Well, they're over here just bootlegging people's music. Like, you don't even need the artist anymore. Now you have to be careful if you answer your phone and talk on the phone too long because they can jack your voice.
CPT.
Compton?
Wait, no. GPT.
What the hell? CPT. Dog pound. Okay, what we doing?
GPT is the name of the AI thing. Yeah, that was mad.
So they can get your voice, L'Oreal, off the radio, and then they could do a phone call to your man and be like, I'm breaking up with you. I don't want to be with you anymore.
No, they just did that to a lady and said that they kidnapped her child and they got $1 million. Yeah. Oh, Joe Rogan. First of all, I don't even have to be here with you. I could just have AI, L'Oreal, and we could do a podcast. So they had Joe Rogan and Donald Trump, a fake podcast, and he was like, this is dangerous. Joe Rogan was very upset because it was his voice. And it sounded like it was literally this guy. So, okay.
We don't know what's real or fake anymore. And it's so realistic now that you can cause a lot of damage. Scamming, breaking up relationships.
People are driving around listening to the Rihanna version of Tim's Free Mind. Like, so this goes to show you what that's going to do even to the music industry. These artists are not even getting paid barely anything for their streams. Imagine when it's their voiceover, somebody else's. No one's getting paid for that.
And it's going to cross over into podcasts like this and radio shows.
It already has.
And then acting. It's taking away the importance of individuality and of humans.
Okay, but what about with the fashion industry? Now, it's hard enough already for us to get up in there, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's very white when you talk about fashion from designer standpoints down to the models, right? Well, now they are using models of color, but artificial intelligence. Amy Bosley, so Levi's global head of digital and emerging technology strategy, announced that the model's debut at a Business of Fashion event in March. An AI model will not completely replace the human, she said, but will serve as a supplement intended to aid in the brand's representation of various sizes, skin tones, and ages. Now, this is an article from The Guardian. Mm-mm. Now, they say, if you see the AI model that they released, she is a Black woman or a woman of color. So do you think that this is dangerous, that they'll eventually replace people, especially of color, just to create the models that they don't want to work with? You know, they don't want to work with Black people like us.
They already don't pay the models the same, okay? I used to work in that business, and I would be on set for 8 hours and find out that at the end of the day, I was making 2/3 less than the white models on set.
That's disgusting.
Okay, and I had to storm off and walk off until they said, don't leave, we'll give you the money.
That's disgusting.
Okay, so that's number one. Now, you're making it where you can't, you mean to tell me you can't find a beautiful Black model that fits the prototype that you need? Instead, you're going to create it, so that's one less job for a Black model out there that already are in a disadvantage. It is messed up. We have got to fight against
us?
It.
Why are they not use? And now I can see at least if it balances the scale. You know, we got the white one. We got the Black one.
Because they don't like us.
They don't like us.
And they're making it very obvious. They're using the police dog robots to hunt down Black people. They have fake. They have AI with fake models to replace Black women. It is very dangerous, and minorities especially should be very scared of this technology.
Yeah, I mean, even simple technology. Like, I remember they did a study where a person of whiter skin tone put their hand underneath the sink, and it went off right away. Oh, but then a darker hand went underneath, and what happened? It didn't come on.
Is that why I'm always having problems at the bathroom?
You just turned brown skin this week.
Well, I'm very brown skin. Listen, as an African Black woman, it is very difficult. A lot of times it doesn't register.
I ain't gonna lie, it don't work for my pale ass hands either. I think any kind of melanin is just like, nah. Yeah. The crazy thing is, who's really the people that don't wash their hands?
Right.
Remember that? It was a whole whole thing that they had on the podcast. It was two white women that were saying that they never wash their hands. And they even fake and act like they wash their hands leaving from the bathroom.
Pay attention to the bathrooms.
Yeah, that was crazy. Telling. I'm not going to lie. My white homegirl never washes her hands when she goes to the bathroom.
Or it, use washcloths.
It gives me the heebie freaking jeebies every time. I'll be looking at her like, and she trying to touch you. You want to share a front? No, girl, that's all you.
You got pee on your hand.
Okay, who would you replace with artificial intelligence?
My father.
Did you say your father?
Because then maybe he'd call me more.
Oh, my God. So, they did say you'll be able to upload loved ones after they pass away. That was actually a show on Amazon.
Oh, Black Mirror. Black Mirror they had that week.
It was like, something else, though. It was called something with... Heaven. Why can't I remember? What the hell is wrong with me and remembering stuff?
I need an AI.
Upload.
I need an AI or L'Oreal that has memory.
No, it's called Upload. The name of the show is Upload. It's so good. You never saw it. It's by the creators of The Office, I believe.
Okay.
It's really funny. But it's called Upload, and you have to pay, though. The crazy thing is the guy that it's all based off of created an artificial intelligence that they killed him to get the technology.
Oh, wow.
Which is so crazy. And guess how he died? In a car that drove itself, like a Tesla.
Oh my God, I was in a Tesla with someone I was with, and you know, it self-drives a little bit, but it's not 100%. We were on the freeway going from New York to DC, and I was sleeping. I wake up, I look over, he is like this. I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna die.
No.
Full on.
Full on.
Listen, y'all, technology is not 100%.
So, you know, my ex passed away in a car accident, so I'm very funny when it comes to going to sleep in the car. Mm-hmm. I'm very funny. I don't let anybody else drive me. Mm-hmm. Super funny about that, so I definitely would never trust a computer, let alone a human, like, to drive me. And he would sleep with the...
Things glitch.
I would have woke up him up to kill him. Like, I would have been so upset.
Right, you're not going to die from a car crash.
Wait, so you turn your head and he would sleep?
I woke up and I looked. I was like, wake up. I was like, yo, you were sleeping with your mouth wide open.
That's not funny, but
like,
I'm still laughing.
Tesla. I go, yeah, but dude, like, it's not.
Nah,
and then all these reports came out of people of Tesla's crashing.
I'm sorry, but look at Elon Musk. Do you trust him?
No.
I don't trust that guy.
He looks weird.
He looks like a damn alien.
He's
himself.
Like a villain.
I don't trust him. Yeah, he does.
Like a Marvel villain.
Yeah, I can't stand his face. Anyway.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Let's take a second and welcome Miss Lawrence.
Miss Lawrence.
How you feeling today?
I am good. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
So
yeah,
good.
Always good to see y'all too. Everybody's bronzed up today. Claudia, you've been out in the sun.
I was in Aruba for 5 days.
I remember for you. How was your birthday?
Amazing. It was like the best birthday ever. And I started in Atlanta with L'Oreal taking me to a couple of restaurants and getting me drunk. And
I tried.
It was a lot. It was a lot. That kicked it off and it just continued. It was amazing. I want to like actually get a place there now. I love Aruba.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, a lot has happened since we last saw each other, honey. Jamie Foxx, our beloved Jamie Foxx, is in the hospital. So we got to keep prayers.
Yes.
An open portal of prayers for our brother, Jamie Foxx. He suffered a major medical condition and he has been being treated in a hospital here in Atlanta. Y'all heard about that, right?
Yeah. And Jamie and I we used to be really, really close and did a show together for years. And I used to feel like I was part of the family and I've been really having a hard time finding out exactly what's wrong. But I mean, he's like one of the most talented people like in history.
Yeah.
And, you know, seeing all the tributes go up to him, I heard exhaustion. I heard a bunch of different things. I really hope he pulls through. I know he's a workaholic. I know that for sure.
He is definitely a one of a kind talent. I mean, that man can do literally anything. And just by observing him as a fan, I can only imagine what his work ethic is like. And I know when you have that type of work ethic, you know, it can take a toll on your body. So I know he's 55 years old. And, you know, I'm going to say that this is just a resting moment for him. I think Jamie is going to pull through and be well. I do know that the production is like scrambling, trying to figure out. I heard they were like 2 weeks out from wrapping the movie that he was working on with Cameron Diaz, a Netflix, right. Netflix movie. And so I know they're like scrambling, trying to figure it out. But, you know, I think the major and the main concern should be Jamie at this point. I mean, because I look at Jamie Foxx as like one of our, he's a national treasure to me. When you talk about, you know, Black male actors, singers, all around talents, you know, people with that type of talent of that magnitude is very far and few between. And so it's like we need all hands on deck, all prayers on deck to make sure Jamie pulls through, not just for us so that we have more entertainment by him, but for himself, for his family. I know he's a very family oriented man.
Right.
And I know they are devastated and going through it.
And the family tried to get ahead of the whole story because, of course, you have people that are in the hospital. You have people that are around that, of course, they start these rumors. So they did get ahead of the situation and they let people know before any reports got out there that, you know, he was there, that they needed to be lifted in prayers. And they just wanted to give the family just some grace, you know, and
yeah.
There's all kind of rumors that's going on out there. Don't spread rumors about this, y'all. I know he physically looks like he's in the best shape, which a lot of people are saying that. They're like, well, he looks great, but you never know what somebody is dealing with on the inside. We learned that with Chadwick Boseman. We learned that so many different times that people are battling the like sicknesses, illnesses, or things that they go through. And
not only and battling stuff, and you don't even know what's going on in your body, you know?
Sometimes,
again, we don't know. We just be going. We work, you know? Obviously, we do what we can to keep our minds off of the social climate that we're in now, off of the political climate, because it's a lot. It's a lot right now. And I think we internalize so much and we ignore it and we throw ourselves into work, into, you know, various things to escape from it. But while all of that is happening, we are damaging ourselves on the inside. And I think, you know, not only is physical health definitely very important that we need to be more cognizant and aware of what's going on inside our bodies, but also our mental as well, you know, figuring out the healthiest ways and the smartest ways to escape just the stresses that come from just life in general, you know?
I think we need to be careful about being workaholics. Like, I think a lot of, especially Black people, we wear that with a badge of honor. Like, I'm a hard working, there's nothing wrong with wanting a soft life. And I think what the problem is, and I know we got to go on to the next subject, I'm gonna just say this real quick. When you're used to that, being like in a non-well-rested state, not getting enough water, not getting enough, becomes your default, and you don't even really realize that you're really going through it. It's like driving a car that got a bat that needs an oil change. You just get used to it, and then eventually
Claudia,
the engine blows up.
You are hitting the nail on the head, and I'm going to say that because I spoke with Jamie Foxx not too long ago. He came to the Morning Hustle show. And while we were talking, he literally said, I'm a Black man. Like, I don't have time to rest. I'm constantly working and I'm doing the next thing. I'm always working. I'm always up. And that, like you said, we have to know that we're human as well. And the body needs a resting period. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be when you're passed out and you got to go to the hospital.
Right.
It should be get your checkups regularly, get your sleep, get your rest. Not just going to the gym is taking care of your body. You also need to rest.
No.
And let's talk about Nick Cannon, because he's dealt with a lot of health conditions, right? Yeah. And what are they saying now? They're saying that he's having enough kids. So just in case he needs like any kind of organ, that he's like basically making a whole farm of kids.
Got them all covered.
He can borrow one from them, right?
Let me get that kid.
He can definitely borrow one. Listen, he is under fire. The people are going off. They're losing the child because he was on Howard Stern and was talking about his family and talking about all, he named all of his kids, but he forgot one, his daughter named. He forgot one, Onyx. His daughter Onyx, which we know is Onyx is Black, right? It's by his child's mother, LaNisha Cole.
You mean the most brown skinned mother is what you mean, because they're all Black. Nick Cannon's Black.
No, the word Onyx is Black.
Oh, I thought you meant because the brown skin baby mom.
No.
Well, that is going to be the brownest baby now.
That's the brownest baby.
Yeah, it is the brownest baby.
Don't be forgetting the brownest baby.
It's the brownest baby and the most beautiful mother, LaNisha Cole. And somehow he forgot to mention his daughter. Now, I'm just gonna be optimistic and say it's hard, but I want it to be a mistake. Obviously, I want it to be a mistake, but I do feel like, sir, you don't have no problem going up in these women and depositing your seeds and allowing them seeds to blossom and grow. And they're gonna be, they're awesome, beautiful children. Mm-hmm. But with that comes responsibility, and you gotta remember your children. You gotta speak your children's name because you don't want the world to speak their name. You speak their name first.
I don't know, y'all. My nana never remembered my name. She'd be like, child, come over here.
Your nana. Your nana. But your nana, not your mama or your daddy.
My mama forgot my name sometimes, too. She'd be like, Tasha. She called me all my sister's name, and she'd be like, just child, come over here. They forget me today.
I get that. And you know, my dad only had a couple kids, well, that I thought of at the time, and he'd be forgetting me all the time. He still owes me child support from 1983. So I don't know.
I love Nick Cannon, and I truly think that it was an honest mistake. I don't think it was, you know.
I mean, if you the baby mama, though, I would be a little upset. And I will say this. She has been the baby mama, besides Mariah, that's given him the most controversy for not being amazing. Because the other ones still try to keep up the facade that Nick Cannon, oh, no, he's always there. The Easter Bunny, he's there. He's a great father. But she's the one that's like, man, I done messed up. I should have thought about my choices, and I done moved on to my best friend. Ain't that the one that's dating her best friend?
And they look in love. Like, they seem
they look
so
in love.
Happy with it. And let me tell you, I know LaNisha. We used to hang out. She was on The Price Is Right after me, and we've worked together. To me, one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. Like, naturally beautiful.
Wow.
We did a road trip to Arizona one time, and we got to really talking about things. And she's just an amazing woman. She really
what made
is.
Her fall to have been baby number 12 or 11. I think it's 11 with Nick Cannon. I'm so
girl,
shocked.
Girl, out of coins, I would too. I would have baby number 13.
There's no way you would do that.
I have met him maybe once or twice. He is a very nice man. I could see him being very, very charming to women. So,
he's very charming. I'm not going to lie. You're right.
Yeah.
That probably makes him number 13.
We were on a plane together one time. He was a very, very, I won't say that he was charming to me, but he's a very, I could see him being charming to women. He's a very, very nice person.
He used to pride himself on taking care of women, but it looks like the more kids you got, it's dwindling down that fun.
But let's be clear. I don't know what that man got on him, what kind of mojo or whatever, but that man keeps a fierce job. He don't have a problem getting a job.
No.
So them children are going to be taken care of very well.
He's a very talented and brilliant guy in the business.
Yeah.
And he's made right decisions in the business. You know, before, I was so surprised he did this because, like, he was always, like, very measured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You never heard dirt about Nick Cannon, but then he unleashed the dragon child and let them seeds flow and go where they may.
He's the squeaky clean guy, though. He's like the black Ryan Seacrest. You know what I mean? Like the cotton.
Right, 100%.
Yeah, so he's safe. In a lot of spaces.
He ain't safe in sex. Yep. He ain't doing safe sex, that's for sure.
He's not safe in Detroit.
Right. And I get that. I feel like he's one of those ones that make everything very clear up front with his children's mother or whoever he decides to, you know, deposit seeds into.
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I think he tells the same lies that all the men.
Well, then they would be an idiot to believe him. I will put that on them.
Some of them.
Listen, and while we're talking about men that can, well, people being idiots, and I hate to call him an idiot, but Jonathan Majors is heavy in rotation right now because we all know that he had an incident with his alleged girlfriend, I think, and it's alleged that he put his hands on her. And in an instance, he has pretty much lost everything. And the next thing that's added to that list is that Marvel is replacing him or is in talks to replace his character on the movie Kang the Conqueror. And they're replacing his character with Damson Idris.
Oh,
Idris,
my God,
I'm sorry, Damson
ironic
Idris.
Because Laurie Harvey replaced him with Damson Idris as well. You don't remember when they were messing around? There was rumors that
Lori was messing around with Jonathan Majors.
Y'all don't remember the rumors that she was messing with Jonathan Majors, and it caused like all kind of issues on the set of Creed 3 because he was bringing her around, or he may have met her while on set. So it was like this goes back. So there was definitely rumors that they were dating and dealing with each other. But it's just so funny how karma is and how things go full circle. But
I have a question.
Hopefully not, though. That's because we want black men all in Marvel, right?
Yeah. Why does he always look confused? Why? He's always like...
Which guy?
Jonathan?
He always looks like something, like he's a stomach.
I think he was definitely confused that night of the alleged attack on on that woman. I'm more so confused at like, bro, you know, you don't do that these days. It should have never been done, period, like physical assault or attacks or whatever on women especially. But like now, and then, you was on your way to be the next America's sweetheart, you know, all that, and you throw it away in one night. On this, like, why?
And then the latest thing,
I also saw reports where his management team has now cut ties with him.
Yeah, and his lawyer. Why did you think that was a good idea to release those text messages? It did not help.
That's what made it worse. That was so dumb. That was like super dumb. Everything turned worse.
Well, they said they got more evidence, child. The lawyer said, we got more proof. I'm like, no, stop. stop while you're
Which
behind.
Lawyer? Oh, his lawyer said they have more proof.
Yeah, we have more proof of his innocence.
Here's the issue. You might have more proof that it was her fault, or it could possibly be her fault, or whatever the case may be. But it does not negate the fact that you, in fact, did put your hands on her. Now, whoever fault it was... Oh, you know, when you talk about working in Hollywood, when you're talking about going in these spaces where you are on your way to being a highly, highly, highly respected black man in Hollywood, the fact that you did put your hands on her, or allegedly put your hands on her, yeah, that kind of dispels all of these things. You know, it just kind of it screws you up.
They said that he strangled and he striked her. But when you work for Disney and Marvel, you can't even cough the wrong way, especially
even if the courts decide, okay, it wasn't your fault, you know, or even if the charges or whatever gets dropped, it's still out there and confirmed, allegedly, let me keep saying that you put your hands on her.
Well, the army got out of there quick.
Her.
They was the first people to be like, we don't want nothing to do with Jonathan Majors.
Right.
And I won't be surprised when everybody else follows suit. They got it out for him at this point. They're saying she was a 30-year-old white woman. That alone. I mean, we just sat here and saw Dana White smack his wife across the face on TMZ and nothing happened to him at all. Nobody's scared.
No,
nobody's
nothing.
Canceling
nothing.
Him, nothing. And I'm not saying that Jonathan Majors should get away with putting his hands on any woman at all. We don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. But I just want, you know, equal action. Let's cancel Dana White
equal
as well.
Equal action.
Yeah, let's get him out of there and make him lose his job as well. Everybody should get treated exactly the same when
it comes to
it.
It's never going to happen in this country, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how perfect Obama had to be, and look how imperfect Trump is in the amount of admiration.
And he's still talking about Obama, okay? Well, he's behind bars.
He's still talking about Obama. Donald Trump won the presidency even with his vitriol. His disrespect and disregard to women. I mean, so many things. And the people did not care.
I'm just so sad because Claudia could have really been the first lady of America with Donald Trump. And instead, she decided to not give him that kiss.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Girl, I might have would have had to get that coin on. I'm sorry.
No, but he don't pay nobody. He cheap. He don't pay nobody.
Girl, it's ways. It's ways around it.
I don't like money that much.
It rings a bell, kind of. No, okay. Miss Lawrence, thank you so much for the trending topics.
Thank you.
Keep us up to date. Where can the people follow you so they know what's going on out here?
Follow me on all social media handles at Miss Lawrence. That's MISS Lawrence, LAWRENCE. Yes.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
That's it.
That was great.
It really was. But you know what else is great? When we get to dive into your little DMs.
Oh, my God.
What you got for us this week, Gloria?
I got big DMs this week.
Big DMs.
You know
DMs.
What I'm talking about?
Okay.
Big dog.
Okay. Roar, roar, roar. Let's hear about your big DMs.
Okay, so somebody slid into my DMs this week. They said, hey, L'Oreal, so I have this crazy person putting cat food in my driveway. On my car's tailpipe, under the car, and it's attracting more animals than it is cats. I'm getting a Ring camera, but when I catch this person, what should I even do? Because I'm thinking bodily harm. Well, we don't want you to do that. Because we want you to live
right.
to see another day. What if they're more violent?
Why are they doing that?
That's some scary stuff. That's borderline psychotic.
Like, leave the cat food. I get you want to feed the neighborhood cats because I'm like that too. I would. But like, why would you do it on someone else's property, attracting animals to their house? Like, what the hell's going on?
Maybe they're trying to get rid of a cat that's in their yard. So they're like, let me hear, kitty, kitty,
buck.
Kitty. Does that work for your cats? Like, can you stray a cat somewhere?
Yeah, cats.
Sway.
Well, cats, yeah, they're led by food. But not as bad as dogs. They're a little bit more loyal. But, yeah, a little bit. If they have, like, outside cats that just don't have no home, they're going to, you know, they're going to post up.
This might be one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Like, so have you ever been upset with somebody and done something out of the ordinary to kind of piss them off?
Yes.
Like? Oh, my God, I knew you were the right person to ask this.
Long time ago in Rhode Island, this guy was dating my friend, Linda, and he threw a slice of hot pizza at her, and it hit her, right? It was hot.
Where?
In her face.
No.
So we were like, oh, F that. We gonna go over there. So we were like in some army fatigue outfits and stuff. Like, we went to his apartment complex.
You went to war.
I feel like we dug a hole under the fence, and we got up under the fence. We was like, we was doing that.
Claudia.
Right? And then we got to his car. We tore, like, we whipped the windshield wipers off, and we spray painted his windshield black. I hope he's not listening. It was a long time ago, so I think the statute of limitations is up. So anyways, he didn't know it was us. So then he called my friend crying. He goes, you mean someone messed up my car. We was like, damn, that's messed up. Say word. So yeah, but I felt good about that.
That's why you have such great friendships, because
I go to war for my friends.
When people need to mess up cars or anything, you're digging in the dirt. You do not me. Don't call me. I'm not that friend. I'm not gonna lie. I got you. I'll come pick you up. But I ain't getting in the dirt and doing all that.
It's very empowering though.
Mm-mm.
He got his lesson and he was crying afterwards. It was so great. Like, he cried. He'll never throw pizza at a girl again.
Yeah, that was crazy. Well, I'm glad y'all did all that to him. But see, me, I'm crazy on my own. I would have messed up his car alone before you would have even been able to find me.
But we didn't do, like, long-term damage. Like, you know, paint on the, you know, on the windshield, and he broke up the windshield wipers. But.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I'm out of that super. So that brings, I feel like certain people could bring that energy out of you, because I'm not that type of person. But like in the toxic relationship, I've definitely, and it was the same guy.
What have you done?
Messed up his cars like numerous times.
Really?
Like, yeah. You know how you could break a windshield real easy without like anything? You could just throw your cell phone at it.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've never done it to one of my guys. I've helped my friends.
Yeah, no, nah, man. He made me so mad. I took the phone and I threw it at the windshield. It cracked so easy.
Good to know.
Like, I never, and then, like, he, like, because he used to put his hands on me and stuff, so I would stomp his car door in. And,
well, that's justified.
Remember the car that we got stuck in the snow that time?
That cost a lot to fix that car.
Yeah, I stomped that car door in. I've keyed it up. I broke every TV in the house. And then I left. So, because that's when I left. Because I'm like, what am I going to watch?
Well, there you go, L'Oreal.
No, that was the final
priorities.
Show. The final countdown. The first thing I broke of his was like his gaming stuff. You know, like.
Oh, my God. He must have been so mad at you.
Oh, my God. And I broke his Chrome Heart glasses one time, but they was prescription, and he was like blind. Look, we're both evil. That was many years, many moons
for
ago.
For people watching, because I know they're going to judge, especially me. I get it extra than her.
He was abusive, so that
when
was my
someone
life.
Puts their hands on you, if you don't leave, which I highly recommend you leave first. I'm not that mad about what you do to him.
Yeah,
no,
me neither.
I'm not. I feel like you're justified.
That was fair game. That was like fair trade right there.
But you should always leave, though.
No, you should leave, of course.
Because you don't want to be in the middle of, you know, in Hollywood, and you see his car, and you're like, oh my God, there's a vacuum cleaner that someone's throwing away, and then you take the vacuum cleaner, you slam it against the car. You don't want to do that, Loria.
I don't want anybody to judge me from this conversation.
Not that I've
I feel like you have.
No. I mean, hypothetically speaking.
Where did you find the vacuum cleaner? It's crazy.
Who said it was me? I'm just saying, you don't want that to become you, L'Oreal. I'm your big sis.
Becomes you. Okay. Now, this other person, I like how y'all diving in here for the advice, child. I'm here for it. Okay. Hey, L'Oreal, me and my wife have been having issues since we got married a little over a year ago. We have been together for 7 years, and we have a 3-year-old child together. I just got a new job in another state, making double my current salary, and I think it would be right for my family, but she does not see it that way. I hate the city where we live, and I just want to leave. What do you think?
She wants to take the job, and she doesn't want him to take the job?
Yeah. They got married a year ago. They've been together 7 years. They have a 3-year-old. He got a new job in a different state, making double. She's not with it. She wants to stay. How much she making?
That's what I'm saying. I remember when I used to actually work here in Atlanta, one of our co-hosts, like, he worked here, and then he would travel back and forth to be with his family in another city.
That sounds like the show I'm on.
Yeah, that's got to be tough, though, but maybe it keeps it fresh.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm dealing with that. And we had a discussion about long distance.
I said I wasn't going to do it again, but.
You don't sort that out. But if that's something that you're faced with, then if you love the person, you're going to do what you got to do. But, like, you start considering, like, damn, I got to make a move. Somebody got to make a move.
Someone has to always move.
If you're going to be serious, I mean, if that is a job that he could temporarily work for a year and bounce back and forth, and then maybe till he gets back to the other state, that's one thing. But y'all are married with a 3-year-old. She gonna have to give in. Who's paying the bills?
I think that if he's taking care of the house like that and it's double, it's gonna help make your life be better for you and your child. So maybe you need to compromise a little bit.
I know I'm about to be foul when I say this, but like, why do you? She don't even have a say if she's not paying the bills. Like, what is your reasoning to want to be here? Now, if she'd be like support.
Well, maybe your family's there. Maybe that's helping him with the kids.
Well, you're going to have to make some friends because your family could fly in, but me and you not going to be separated so you could be near your family.
I want to keep the family together. That would be my ultimate. I would say I would want to keep
your family got somewhere to visit now.
I mean the family is like the husband, wife, and the kid.
Yeah, you got to worry about your own family. Yeah. Now, that's your family. That's your immediate family. That's the family that you made.
I would compromise and go with my guy if, you know, I was in a relationship where I said, hey, wherever you end up in your next gig, I'll move there for us.
Yeah.
And I think that's showing, like, that's dedication. But I don't know.
It's dedication, but then it's like, I'm not going to lie. What if you give up, like, a opportunity of a lifetime and then your relationship doesn't work and now you're stuck in a city?
You're going to resent her.
That's a fear.
Girl, go with your husband and just make him, I mean, you know, get some nice toys out of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Once you said I do to whatever he said I do too.
Y'all said I do to each other.
You said we do.
We do.
We did.
She does have a say, though.
With her mouth, but not with her actions or money.
She has a say. They got to compromise. But I would definitely go with what would make our life easier as a couple.
You don't have a say. If you're not paying no bills, like, I'm not going to lie. If it was me and I was the breadwinner, and we got a job that's doubling the salary, you see how I said we? I'm doing the job, but if I'm paying the bills, like, we out.
Would you, like, no matter what, like, say it was, like, your guy makes double the money, right?
I always work my whole life. I'm a Capricorn.
Right, but say he got a job somewhere, y'all living together, right? As bold and strong of a personality you are, and it's in a city that is not good for your work. Like, say it's like, we all moved to Alaska.
I would never let a man take care of me ever in life, so I'm never going to be faced with that unless I lose my limbs. And then he goes, that's the only way. If I can't work, is the only way I'm not going to work. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to have a say in my relationship, and I respect my man more than anything. So I respect his opinion more than anything, but there's no way that I'm always going to make sure I put myself in a position to have say in what goes on. And like
so
I said,
so she needs to make some more money.
She got the good. I mean, you got no dog in the fight. like you came to the ring with no dog, and his dog just won. Like,
ladies, you gotta always have your own money. You even if you have a rich man. I remember being with a rich guy, and I felt like I was worthless until I was, you know, got a better job.
Yeah,
I did not want to just be like a plus one and just be able to just float whatever you say. Like, I want to be able to contribute to the conversation.
Nobody should ever feel like they're not, they don't want to contribute to a situation at all.
I think it's dangerous.
Very, very dangerous. And take it from somebody that's been in that situation and had to start all over from scratch. Thank God I have a wonderful family, like you said, that it doesn't matter if I run off to a different state. They always got their arms waiting for me to come back if I ever need to. So shout out to everybody that slid in the DMs. You need any advice, you trying to holler, you trying to do, well, don't try to holler at me no more because I'm...
Well, you can holler at me, but I'm not taking anybody seriously.
Excuse me, yep.
I have a six-month thing. I'm not taking anyone seriously until August 16th. So no one gets to be my boyfriend until at least August 16th.
Why is that?
Because I got out of my last relationship on February 16th. So I said I'm giving myself 6 months of like not, because I date to marry. Like, I'll date you and like right away I'm thinking like, okay, this is it. And I shut down everything.
Okay, I can see that.
So I need to like give myself time. Like, and then you start accepting whatever that person gives you. I need to just be more open and like let the best man win. And I think you'll pick better when you have like you clean your palate a
little
bit.
I'm so scared because Claudia is going to have a boyfriend by that date. Knowing Claudia.
No, it'll be August 17th.
Knowing Claudia, it'll be by that date. Okay.
Hey, me, I'm a hot, you know, commodity out here in these streets.
All right. Well, if you want to sign in DM, Star and L'Oreal, StarringL'Oreal. Follow us on the Unjust Around podcast on Instagram.
That's right. And send me your gray sweatpants pictures to Claudia Jordan on all social media.
Find her there because we definitely need some good candidates to slide up in that DM. And you're listening to the Unjust Around podcast brought to you by Macy's. Make sure y'all go check out all our past interviews, all our past episodes.
Share them. Show them a friend. Tell a friend. Like, hey, man, these girls are doing anything. They funny. They
That's
cute.
Right.
Cute.
And you can even tear Claudia up in the comments. We won't mind.
I'm used to it.
Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Unjust and Run podcast. And be sure to check out all of our shows on the Urban One Podcast Network.